Depending where you live and how hard the winter hits you, the winter season is an entire vibe on its own. It stands apart from the rest of the year. You have shorter days, you have cold nights, snowy streets, and where we're from in Montreal, we have to put up with this for a good 5 months. So when it comes to actually having music to listen to during this period, it's very important to know where to go to and to have music that really accompanies the types of experiences, activities that you're doing in the wintertime, and all that fun stuff. So in today's episode, guys, we're going to be taking you through different music recommendations that you should be listening to during the wintertime. And if you guys are enjoying this audio experience, make sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere that you guys get your podcast. And even leave us a 5-star review if you guys get the chance to do so. So when it came to choosing songs, albums for this list, what really went into it for you?
Well, it's interesting because whenever I'm in the winter time, I actually like the winter. You know, I'm one of those guys that I enjoy the winter. I'm Canadian. I enjoy playing ice hockey.
I like your Christmas tree 2 months before.
I'm that type of guy. You know, I don't like when I can't get my my car out of the driveway because there's fucking 15 feet of snow in front of my house. I'm exaggerating. But, you know, when it's nice, it's nice. And that's what I like. I like good ambiance music. I don't like to, you know, kind of have anything that's too hectic, that just kind of, you know, offsets me. I like things that kind of have more of a soothing vibe to it, you know, whether that be maybe some smooth jazz, some good alternative R&B, even some more instrumental type albums. So at least for my curation today, I chose 4 different projects that I think would be good for your rotation. There was another one that I wanted to bring in, but I realized I had brought it into an older episode. So I'm just going to mention it briefly at the end of this one, just because I think it's a perfect wintertime playlist. And I actually mentioned in that episode that I use it in the wintertime. But how are you liking the winter so far, man? I mean, it's supposed to be winter at this point, but we've gotten kind of blessed, more or less.
And blessed, a long Indian summer, and listen, for me, if the snow comes, it comes. It's just the freezing cold that I'm not down for. Like, if it starts going down to like -20, -30,
I have that's what Nick.
I can't put up
with. I have this debate with Nick, and I used to be on your vibe where it's like, well, I'd rather take the snow than the cold, but at this point, I'd rather take the cold than the snow. I'm being completely honest with you. It's just like, because it fucks up everything, man. Like, I how many times have my car gotten, you know, a little nick or an injury because of excessive snow, you know? Like, I've broken my windshield wipers.
Or fucking black ice on the roads. That's never a good thing.
No, that's never a good thing. That's never a nice thing. Yeah, you have to drive a good, like, 30 kilometers an hour. For you guys that are in the States, 30 kilometers an hour is the way that we measure it here before, you know, you start to slip and slide everywhere. Like, you can't drive 50 or 60 in the winter.
No.
Realistically.
No, fuck no.
On Henry Brasa, imagine how crazy that becomes.
Yeah, man, too many accidents, too many pileups. But all right, let's get started. Yeah, so first recommendation I wanted to bring in is a song. It's going to be Up From The Ashes by Kanye West. And Kanye has a bunch of different songs and albums that could be, you know, very well fitting for the winter. I wanted to go with 808s and Heartbreak, but I've spoken about it too much. I think people know by at this point that it is sort of like the ultimate winter hip-hop album, just because of the themes within it, the loneliness, like just a bunch of relatable topics that I think people can relate to during these winter periods. But the song I wanted to go in with is Up From The Ashes, and this was added to the Donda Deluxe in November of 2021, and it dropped around the winter season, so I've always sort of associated it with the winter time. And honestly speaking, like, I also associate it to the winter because it sounds very holy, right? You have gospel, choir vibes. You have Kanye West coming in with super warm vocals, a sweet chorus as well. And it sort of sounds like Kanye West's Christmas carol to me every time that I put it on. And yeah, like I was saying, beautiful choir vocals. I think it's a song that would have been one of the better songs off of Donda. Not sure why it wasn't included in the original track list. But yeah, just one of those Kanye West songs that you could throw on during the holidays. And it's kosher. You know, it's not one of those songs where he's cursing or going crazy. It's just, it's fun for the whole family.
It is fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
It's a great song, actually.
It is.
I don't know why I didn't add it to the track list. Yeah. I would take this over like an OK OK or a Junior any single day of the week.
Facts.
If I'm being honest with you. But yeah, how about you for like your curation today? What did you look for? Did you look for stuff that was a bit more somber? Like, what did you look for?
Mix of genres, to be honest with you. I like to switch it up when it comes to the winter. I like to, I guess, get musically creative with what I'm listening to, just to change it up, because I feel like the winter is sort of made up of like a lot of routine. You know what I mean? You're hibernating a lot. There's not like too much to do in terms of like going outdoors and shit. So to sort of change up the routine in the music rotation becomes way more important, because you can do it a bit less in your own life.
I like going out in the winter, though. Like going out to like a nice nightclub or even like...
There's things always, to do. Playing always, hockey, going to chalets. Like there's fun stuff to do. Yeah, going up north.
That was another thing I was considering. I'm like, have I bumped anything at a chalet recently that I think would be really nice for the winter season? And if you guys paid attention to my IG story, the boys and I had gone up to a nice cabin around Saint-Adolphe, the Saint-Sauveur area in Quebec. If ever you guys are in Canada and in Quebec, specifically around Montreal, that area is gorgeous. It is absolutely incredible. It's breathtaking. When you start to get into that area, I think there's like 1,000 different little lakes around the area, and then there's like surrounding cabins all around it. So it's gorgeous for the wintertime, even the summertime. Go kayaking, go fishing on the docks. It's just, Quebec is really, really good for that type of stuff, especially in the wintertime. But all right, let me go on to my first recommendation. This is going to be the Rush EP by Tommy Richmond, alternative R&B album that dropped here in 2023. And what's interesting is that I've been able to test this album out, especially as the temperatures have started to get colder here in Montreal. But I wanted to bring this in because it's a really low-key release, but Tommy Richmond is someone that has also helped Brent Faiyaz on a lot of his music, just as recently, you know, had credits on his most recent album and even on Wasteland. But he is a fantastic R&B artist. And the best way I could kind of describe Tommy Richmond as just like sort of an artist introduction is that he has a very unique sound to his voice. He has like certain vocal inflections, like a Tizo Touchdown, that go a bit higher, and that he could like hit those higher notes and they sound really clean. But the way that he layers his vocals is a bit like Sampha. So he has a super unique cadence throughout his entire project, at least on this one. And certain recommendations, at least for this project that I have, is Late Night. You get this really fast paced production that also has like a dark and ambient sort of tone to the production. So it's kind of nice. It's sort of offsets itself. Not only that, but I like the way that Tommy's vocals are mixed throughout the entire project, even on a song like Fever, for example. That sort of like Sampha-esque, like grandiose sort of like voice really does well in these cold winter times. Sort of makes you feel alive throughout these colder times. So it was a project that I wanted to bring in. I've been testing it as of recently, especially in the past couple of weeks. Shout out to JT for giving me the recommendation. And man, it has been in rotation and it has not left as of late. And not only that, but 5 songs, 12 minutes. So super easy, super breezy. I don't know how you want to fucking say it. Just really great stuff.
Yeah, I think that's something that's important, is like having a dark tone to a lot of these projects or songs, just because that's sort of what I associate winter with.
And look,
you know,
at the
I mean?
Like look at the cover. Like you already know what you're getting.
It looks kind of spacey, actually.
Yeah, it's like this blue ambiance, you know? It's like a dark winter sort of vibe that I got from it. So that's why I wanted to bring it in for today.
My next album, my first album of the day, is going to be Lucy Pearl by the group Lucy Pearl. This is the first and only album by this R&B supergroup, and it's made up of Raphael Sadiq, who was part of Tony, Tony, Tony. Then you have Don Robinson, who was part of the all-female En Vogue group. And you have Ali Shaheed Muhammad of A Tribe Called Quest taking care of the production on this album. They also apparently wanted D'Angelo to be a part of this group when they were making it, but he was just too busy with solo stuff. And there was a lot of hype going into this album and the group formation as a whole during this time, because they were all super respected and praised for their work with their own individual groups. So to see them form another group altogether was a big moment.
And what are you getting out of this album?
You're getting a lot of neo-soul music, to be honest with you. Yeah, so I mean, I would say Don Robinson is comparable maybe to an Erykah Badu. That's what I would go with in terms of sound, if I had to make a comparison.
I'm due for an Erykah Badu redive, by the way. I have to do a whole like redive into her discography. Anyways, keep going.
Baduism is a great album if you want to start there. But soul music, neo-soul music that's extremely rich. And there's just an amazing dynamic between the two lead vocalists, being Don Robinson and Raphael, because their vocals will often overlap over each other and intersect so seamlessly. And and the production is amazing, because you're getting disc scratches, you're getting samples from Biggie, samples from Smokey Robinson. Like, the creative palette and the palette of inspiration that Ali is pulling from is really varied, which is also really cool.
Nice.
And there's perfect song-to-song transitions. And like I said, everything feels synced up to Ali's vision. Then you also have pretty much a lot of, like, I don't know any other way that I could put this, but a lot of like sexy slow jams.
Oh, nice.
A lot of like relationship.
So maybe a
cuts.
Little bit of romance for the winter.
Definitely
season. Snuggle
a,
up.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of romance and a lot of like groovy, danceable tracks. That
Let
you
me
could,
ask him. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Have you used this album for that type of situation?
No, I'm fresh with this album. To be honest with you, it's only been maybe a month or two that I've been bumping it, so I haven't really. Cool. I don't have too many lived experiences with it. But it definitely sounds like, you know, music that's great for the winter, just because. There's songs you could slow dance to. There's songs that get you in a joyous and cheerful mood. There's also a lot of cool male-female perspective relationship songs all across all of these tracks. My favorite song on here would be Every Day, which is pretty much a song about gratitude and about like sort of improving as a person every day that you're with your loved one. And I feel like I relate to that during the Christmas time because I'm always more mindful about like my blessings, you know, being grateful it for life
yeah,
in
you're
general.
Wrapping up the year. I always That's do that, it. By the way. I always, but I start getting into that zone like now.
Yeah.
Like the whole like yeah, like towards the end of November. Before. Whole, like let's say towards the end of November going into December I start to like kind of sit down, look at the year as a whole,
reflect
what could I improve, because you need time to reflect. You can't just like take like the last 5 days of the year to look over a whole year.
New year resolution and we're already fucking into the new year.
Yeah,
you
absolutely
know?
No, you really have to think prepared. You have to strategize, right? Like what do I want to improve for the new year, what went well for me this year, what kind of didn't go my way, but what lessons did I learn from those types of things. So yeah, if you're telling me that this album kind of does that for you, I'm down.
Also a great song on here called You with Q-Tip and Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
so kind of like
cool.
An East Coast West Coast link up with
Fine.
That one. But all
right, so okay, I got a little mini game that I want to play. Okay, just before
it.
I go on to my next recommendation, give me your top three winter sports to play, just for the listeners.
Winter sports to play.
Winter sports. Whether
honestly,
you know,
I guess hockey would be the obvious answer, but I never really played ice hockey growing up. So
I guess you could. Say
I can't really
hockey,
put that in
get,
there.
So yeah, just maybe a recommendation.
I guess ball hockey. I guess if you're talking like pre-snow, like November type of. Winter or like March type of winter era, I could put ball hockey in there.
We played a lot of ball hockey as kids around those times.
Absolutely. So yeah, ball hockey would be in there. What else for the winter, man?
Tubing's on the radar, bro.
Is that a sport, though?
Listen, it's not a sport, but it's fun as fuck.
It's fucking fun as fuck, absolutely.
Yeah, if I could recommend you guys maybe a good mountain to go to here in Quebec, I want to kind of make this also an experience to where like we could recommend like a good winter vibe for people. Come to Quebec and actually
like
enjoy
Montreal
the
Montreal vacation in the winter.
Oh, it's fun, bro. It could be serious.
It's fun,
though,
of course,
because we take it for granted, you know. But I'm dead ass, dude. Like people would come here and spend like a good. I know people that come here and spend a good amount of time here just to enjoy like up north, bro.
For sure,
like people go to Mont-Tremblant and just chill and just enjoy like even. The little village there, that's a crazy place to go to, guys. If you ever have the chance to go to Mont-Tremblant, spend the weekend in that little village and just go eat Cœur de Castor and go have like hot chocolate, like really like Canadian vibes, bro. It's immaculate.
Yeah,
it's absolutely
immaculate. Sure.
Okay, what else? You ever ski?
No, never skied.
I've never skied either. The boys have been telling me it's actually really fun.
Snowboarding is something that I'd probably like gravitate more towards.
My cousin Chris loves to snowboard.
My brother's a big snowboarder. He's
really?
Been doing it for years. Yeah, he fucking loves it. But apparently, yeah, it's harder than skiing. That's what I hear.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty fucked up. Like, imagine kind of being on the floor on your back with like that, like all the snowboard. I don't know.
Yeah, you just need really sick balance.
Yeah, I'd go ice hockey number one. I played ice hockey my whole life. That's absolutely incredible. I would say.
You're kind of limited in the winter, man.
Yeah,
you kind of
are limited in the winter, but I'd say ice hockey, that's most definitely up there. Sledding is fucking fun. That's another thing that you guys could do in the winter. That's absolutely incredible. And even hiking in the winter. Like, if you could go, like, into the mountains and just, like,
never.
Go around.
Never.
You've never done
catch
that?
Me there. I don't want to ever do that. No.
Oh, why?
I don't want to hike in the fucking winter time.
It's beautiful, but I'm not talking about
it
like
sounds
minus
fucking
four.
Dangerous, bro.
No,
if there's like fucking a bunch of snow and shit, nah, I'm passing on that.
No, okay. So this is I did this as a kid and it's really fun, and I think I did it also like in my later teen years. If you go to St. Bruno, you could put on like your ski rackets. And, like, you could just go, and it's beautiful. It's majestic. It's like you're in a movie. Like, you'll never experience something like that in your life. And it's somber. It's quiet. Got to carry some bear mace with you, depending on where you're at. But, I mean, nonetheless.
Yeah,
it's
not for me. I would just rather enjoy the views from the fucking outside of a cabin up north and just overlook the lake and have those nice mountains up north just staring at you. I would prefer that over a hike, to be honest.
Yeah, but okay, let me continue going on with my recommendations. Let's go on to the next one. This is going to be John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. Lou, this is actually one of your favorite albums of all time.
Yeah.
And I used to bump this a lot with my grandfather in the car on the way to work, in the winter especially, when he used to either drive me to school or when we used to go to hockey games, whatever the case may be. This was a staple in my rotation as a kid. And I brought it back up into rotation, actually, this year after we did our top 10 favorite albums of all time. And you brought this in, and I'm like, man, it's been a while, you know. I listened to it on wax with my grandfather, but I never really went back into it full deep, and as of late, it has been one of my favorite albums to listen to, like, no doubt. And you have John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman together. Johnny Hartman is obviously the vocalist. John Coltrane is a saxophonist. And when you go through the entire album, it's just somber Christmas vibes, bro. Like,
it is
absolutely beautiful. And talking about that chalet that we did, I did a bit of mushrooms, and it was actually really fun. We had a great experience. And then I put this album on, like, when we were on the dock, and just, like, the view of the water and all the mountains with this in the background, like, it is a perfect soundscape. So the project is split up into side one and side two, three songs a piece. Side one has They Say It's Wonderful, one of the best songs on the entire project, Dedicated to You, My One and Only Love. Then on side two, you have Lush Life, You Are Too Beautiful, and Autumn Serenade. So when you go throughout the album, I mean, just classic saxophones by John Coltrane throughout the entire project. And Johnny Hartman's using his deep and, I would say, even seductive voice, bro, to be able to serenade.
I don't know if it's that seductive,
though. I was playing
it's
it
not like an Al Green kind of seduction.
No, it's not,
know?
Like an Al Green sort of, like, yeah, or like a Barry White sort of seduction, but I don't know. Like, it's like
it's classier than that.
Yeah, like,
you know?
he has a sort of class and touch to it. You know, there's like a sort of riz to, like, Johnny Hartman's voice, you know? All jokes aside, though, it's a beautiful album. It's been a staple in my rotation for the past 2 months. And I know once it ends up starting to get a lot colder and, like, that snow really starts to fall, I'm going to have this as a mainstay throughout my entire rotation.
Yeah,
so,
and I think, yeah, when it comes to Christmas, you know, jazz and vocal jazz is definitely always a big vibe. And it's just brings that nostalgic feeling for a lot of people. But before I get on to my next album, which is definitely within the same wheelhouse of what you just brought in, did you consider bringing in Andre 3000's album into this?
Low key. I haven't given it enough listens.
It feels like more of a summer album. Like,
you think so?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the fucking the Amazon rainforest. You know what I mean? That's the type of, like, scenery that I can picture. Is more of definitely more of a summer.
It's a beautiful
sort
album,
of.
Though.
Yeah, it's sounding really nice.
It's a beautiful album.
It's easy to sort of just, like, get lost into it.
Did you see Pitchfork put it in the hip-hop genre, actually?
I saw that.
It's fucking crazy.
Rap experimental. Like, bro, what?
The guy's not fucking rapping.
It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
But what? Yeah, it's probably more like alternative jazz more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
if I had to maybe stick it to, like, even at that, though, there's so many different elements into it, but literally the one thing that is not happening on this fucking album is rapping. It's and just, there's even a title track that says, I tried to make a rap album, but this is what you're getting.
I know.
So, listen,
it's
whatever.
It's so ridiculous, and, like, if you actually read some of the review, like, they listen to the music, so it's like, I think it's just one of those fuck ups where they got the category wrong.
Maybe they just had to categorize it to make sure that people didn't get mad, you know?
Or maybe it wasn't as marketable if they didn't put rap experimental for a 3 stacks.
Maybe
album.
That SEO wouldn't have hit as well as it did. Fucking Pitchfork.
Oh man, anyways, but yeah, next up, I have Ultimate Christmas by Frank Sinatra, which came out in 2017, and he actually obviously did not make this album in 2017. It's a remastered version of a Christmas album he had made in the 50s, and this is actually just like this vinyl Christmas special edition album that my brother ended up copying for our house, and ever since that I've, you know, been listening to that, it's always been in rotation around November, December, January, really just the holiday period and having a big stretch. And for me, Frank Sinatra was always big in the household, especially when I would go to my grandparents' house, just because obviously they're Italian and they were never really big into, like, English-speaking artists. And the only, like, artists they might know that were English-speaking and listen to would be, like, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Same rotation.
So,
Frankie.
Fucking big Frankie. I mean, I have a lot of nice memories attached to it just because this is what I'd be listening to for my Christmas Eve dinners, you know, getting into the house and sort of just getting the night started off. And you're getting a bunch of Frank Sinatra covers, just because a lot of the songs on here aren't originals. They're covers of classic Christmas songs like Jingle Bells, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, White Christmas, etc. So all classics. And to be honest with you, there's nobody I'd rather listen to when it comes to the winter vibes, just because Frank Sinatra is always giving you the best soundscapes imaginable, some of the best jazz soundscapes that you can possibly expect. And in terms of vocal class, no one is as classy as Frank Sinatra. He has this nostalgic charm where it just hits you instantly, bro. It's like you hear Frank Sinatra's voice, it takes you back to a certain era or time. It's like the same thing, like seeing neon lights. Like it's a staple of something that's super nostalgic and that you could sort of hark back to. So, yeah, it's something that I'll listen to even when putting up my Christmas tree with my family, or if I like want to have a late night gin tonic or something, or a nice cigar. Late night gin tonic.
What's your go-to drink in the winter?
Go-to drink in the winter. I'll do some White Russians in the winter. Actually,
yeah,
that's something that I'll get into.
Not a White Russian guy.
Those are nice.
For myself in the winter, it's like straight scotch.
Straight scotch?
Yeah, it just gets you
warm.
That's
nice.
With a cigar, too. I was having this conversation with your brother, and it's like, I know it's not optimal season to be smoking cigars because, like, in the winter, it gets super dry, and it's not good for the tobacco leaf on the cigar. But, man, when you're able to just, like, light up a nice stogie and have your scotch next to you, and you could just watch the snow fall to the ground, it is one of the most relaxing things you could do.
That's pure bliss, man.
It is absolutely pure bliss. So yeah, fantastic recommendation. Let me go on to my next one. This is going to be Assume Form by James Blake, which released back in January of 2019. And when I was kind of looking for different recommendations, I also wanted to bring in an album that I haven't had the chance to speak about, you know, all that often. And I think that, you know, especially for the hip-hop community, James Blake has, you know, come up in more conversations and people have gotten a bit more curious about maybe his own solo catalog. So this is maybe a great entrance for you guys. And what's interesting is that, like, the critics didn't absolutely love it, but I'm a big fan of this album. I really do enjoy it. And what you could get out of this album, which is perfect for the winter vibes, like you were saying before, is like that sort of like lonely content matter, you know? The way that, like, the critics described it is like sad boy music, but I kind of enjoy that, you know? Mm. Especially like when you're in your feels, you're in the winter, it gets a bit colder. It's kind of like, you know, that 808s and heartbreak sort of vibration where you could throw this on and you could just get entranced into a certain vibe. And the production is primarily like electro pop to pop with a bit of, like, I would say hip hop production as well, depending on certain tracks. But listen, I think the three tracks you need to get into, at least for this album, for a hip hop listener, because I know a lot of you guys are hip hop listeners, is Where's the Catch with Andre 3000. Fantastic feature from Andre 3K all the way throughout. Very profound content matter, talking about his mind state and like where he's at in his life. You also get a beautiful production switch for the other half of the song. And you also get like a bit of a darker, more somber production on that as well. Then after that, Mile High Club, obviously, with Travis Scott and Metro Boomin. That is a beautiful psychedelic hip-hop song that also has a darker tone. And then if you want to get into maybe more of an R&B cut off of the album, go to the title track, which is also the intro on the album, which is Assume Form. And it's just James Blake pouring his heart out with this beautiful R&B production all the way throughout. So I think it's a great recommendation. You guys are going to absolutely love it. And it released in the wintertime of 2019. So maybe it was intended for a winter release, but that's when I started really listening to this album, and kind of a personal experience that I had with it when I was going to LaSalle for video game engineering. And I used to take the bus and the metro in that cold fucking freezing winter, and you know how it gets downtown because you're like right next to the water with the old port. It gets cold there, bro, and it's really, really, really nasty sometimes. I used to throw this album on all the time, and it was just a nice soundscape to be walking around downtown. Another recommendation for you guys, just like if you're in Montreal, that Atwater area and even the old port in the winter is beautiful, especially around the Christmas time period. You have everything that's decorated, people walking around, the holiday shopping. It really seems like a movie. So if you guys really want to maybe get yourself entranced into a Canadian trip, this whole Montreal, Mont-Tremblant, and Saint-Adolphe area, it's gorgeous to do so. So yeah,
yeah,
one of my recommendations.
Next up for me is going to be Please Forgive by Powers Pleasant featuring Denzel Curry, IDK, Zilla Cammy, and Zombie Juice. This came out in 2018, and this is definitely the wildest and most unhinged song that I have part of this list. And I wanted to put it in just because I feel like during the winter time, a lot of people could end up feeling sort of cooped up in their homes, maybe feel a bit low energy. And this is one of those songs that will light a fire up under your ass and sort of get you on a certain mode where maybe you're ready to start grinding, you're ready to sort of get your energy back into the right place, make you feel alive again. Also a song that, you know, I know a lot of people are sort of going hard at the gym during the winter time. This is a song that really can give you an extra boost.
Do you do that? Do you lock in throughout the winter to improve yourself? Do you think that's a common sentiment?
I think it's a common sentiment for a lot of people. It's just like, it's the time where it's like you could have that reset. You're going out a bit less. You could really focus on yourself and sort of set new goals.
Time moves a bit slower for you. You have a lot more time to be meditative. And sorry, because I talked to a lot of people about that, and especially, let's say, outsiders from Canada that don't necessarily understand like the positive effects of a Canadian winter. But if you ever gone through these Canadian winters, it gets harsh and shit. So I think, like, let's say when you do get into that gym vibe, or you want to clean up your diet, you want to get rid of a vice, you want to start maybe opening up your first business, like, these are the perfect times to do it. You know, we actually, yeah, we opened up NFR Podcast in like January of 2019, actually.
Technically, yeah.
We started that. That was when we really started going hard with NFR. Like, it's a perfect time to just lock in. So yeah, keep going with the recommendation.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's a clean trap beat. It has a very unique melody that makes it sort of sound quirky enough for all rappers to go off the chain stylistically. And it's just one of the most underrated posse cuts of recent time, to be honest with you. And I think Powers Pleasant as a producer doesn't get enough love and appreciation for sticking to the mold of what's popular in terms of trap aesthetics, but also being creative within that lane. Denzel goes off in the song. IDK lyrically and rhythmically is the most impressive rapper out of everybody over this beat. Then you have Zilla Cam bringing in the most explosive and aggressive delivery out of anybody else. And then Zombie Juice sort of balances out the energy, coming in a bit more relaxed. But it's just sick rapid fire verses one after the other. And the song's pacing is absolutely perfect. And yeah, it's one of those songs where it's like, you know, if you're having a hard day, a hard time sort of, you know, wanting to start your day and you need something to sort of kick your ass a little bit, this is a song you want to throw on for those rough winter mornings.
Very good recommendation. Yep. You know what album actually does that for me in the winter? I don't want to bring it in because everyone knows this album. If you're reading this, it's too late. That is a winter album.
It is.
That is a cold, cold album, bro.
Views as well. Views is probably even a better winter album just because
it
really, of course, starting
off.
Yeah,
but you have
the
Controllers. You have like the One
Dance. It's more of a blend, but it's like you have two winter periods within that album. So you don't have to listen to the whole thing, but.
That's true. All right, just to take a break from the projects, I'm going to go into a song that I recently discovered from Miles Davis. And this is actually a catalog album that Miles Davis released, I believe, on Apple Music. It's underneath his catalog on there. And this is going to be It Never Entered My Mind by Miles Davis. And it's just, it's obviously classic Miles Davis on the sax and just absolutely serenading all the way throughout. But it is one of the best Miles Davis songs that I have ever heard. I discovered it on TikTok. Can you believe that? I discovered Miles Davis. Like, I've been using my social media.
People are fucking always bashing TikTok for, you know, attaching it to being the beginning of the end of music and saying how it sort of, you know, messed up our attention spans and yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, like, I found a lot of great music off of TikTok.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro.
Have I ever.
A lot
bro,
of great
absolutely.
Fucking music. And there's a lot of careers that have been birthed off of TikTok. So I feel like even the artist and producer community is super grateful for the opportunities it's created. Just people don't look at it that way.
And there's full of great music content creators on TikTok as well, besides just our platform, you know? Like,
absolutely.
There's so many kids that I follow off of the platform that give me fantastic recommendations. I have a lot of love for the music community on TikTok. So shout out to anyone that's maybe listening to this. You guys are great and always giving me fantastic recommendations. But yeah, it never entered my mind. It's more of like a seductive Miles Davis song. Like if you have your heart broken in the winter, but you put this on and like, you ever see the wolf meme? You know, the wolf meme. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the wolf meme
yeah.
in the winter with his head, the werewolf
about.
With his head down.
The lonely wolf.
Yeah. This is like, this perfectly encapsulates this song. It's beautiful. Just add it to your rotation. I wanted to bring it in real quick today. And there's not much for me to say about it. If you guys are familiar with Miles Davis's music, you could kind of understand where this is coming from, you know? So.
Yeah. Next up, I mean, we were talking about Fair Exchange, No Robbery by Nicholas Craven and Boldy James.
I have it on my recommendations for today.
I chose not to bring it in because I figured you might have it. I wanted to bring in something else. So I did come in with Craven N3 by Nicholas Craven.
Oh, what a great project.
Listen, we've spoken about Nick Craven like at least fucking 3-4 times in 3-4 different episodes on the audio podcast. And I'll keep bringing him up into these recommendation episodes just because I love his production style and I love what he's doing for our city. So we'll keep giving him praise where it's due. And in 2017, he started his first ever solo album series, which is called the Craven N series. Dropped one in 2017. Dropped one in 2019, and then the one that I'm talking about today, he came out with in 2022. And what's really cool about these projects is that there's a similar sort of structure and way that he builds all of them, where it's sort of him assembling an Avenger squad of the underground and them having one song each throughout, let's say, 10 to 12 tracks.
Do you prefer that format, or do you prefer when he locks in with one artist?
I prefer when he locks in with one artist just because it feels like a more concise body of work, less like a sort of playlist vibe, but I still appreciate this for what it is, because it's a great showcase of what he's able to do and how it makes you wonder, well, okay, Nick Craven and Styles P, what is this going to sound like? Nick Craven and Navy Blue, what's this going to sound like? And I feel like it's also a great litmus test for him to be like, well, I love what we created on this track. Maybe the fans are going to be receptive towards us making an album. So it's sort of like him dropping these little like taste testers for the fans to sort of consume.
I think that's maybe what happened with Boldy. Once they understood that like, maybe their chemistry was unparalleled. Do you think that, okay, who would you rather see Nick Craven with? Would it be like a Boldy James or let's say a Ransom, for example?
Ransom over Boldy James.
You think Ransom over Boldy James?
I'll be honest with you, like, not to say that Ransom has the catalog of a Boldy James, but I prefer Ransom as a rapper.
Oh, I see.
I think for me,
it's going to be Boldy James.
Yeah.
I feel like Boldy James's skill set really, like, especially his monotone cadence, it does so well over Nick Craven production.
Absolutely.
Because it kind of brings it to life, you know? Like, Nick Craven is so good at doing what he does because he's able to create these beautiful soundscapes that are simple, but at the same time, so classy and lush. And just to go into my project as well, like Fair Exchange, No Robbery, which could be my recommendation, that's what you're going to find all the way throughout. And if you go throughout the entire album, I mean, how many songs is it? I think it's only 10. Yeah, it's 10. I mean, Straight and Tall, 0 to 9, Power Nap, just all of these sort of beautiful, somber productions over like, sorry, but like, and you have like Boldy James's flows and like these calm cadences all the way throughout. And I know we've spoken about the album cover before, but it's the maple syrup cover. Mm-hmm. And it perfectly describes what winter is like, let's say, in Canada. So I've always found that super interesting. And I like that there's that winter branding within the project itself.
Yeah. And I remember when the album first came out, it was awesome to see just because Nick Craven, the promo that he was doing for it, I think like the week of release, was him like, on his balcony in Montreal, I think somewhere in the East End, actually, if I'm not mistaken. But it was just him, like, showcasing a fucking snowstorm that we were having while he was standing on his balcony. And you just had, I think it was Designer Drugs playing off of that album in the background.
Oh, crazy song.
And he was just showing you, like, how differently you would experience the music if you're listening to it in Montreal or somewhere like Chicago, New York, where you do see snow.
Like, it has a bit more of a hard grit to it as
Absolutely,
well. So
it
perfectly matches up with those types of soundscapes.
For sure. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about, Craven N3, so many standouts. So the cast is made up of Stove God Cooks, Boldy James,
Legend.
Evidence,
Legend.
Navy Blue,
Legend.
Lucid, Pink Sifu, Euro Droog, and a Quebec rapper named Connoisseur Ticasso. They all have their own tracks, all super dark, cold-hearted in terms of the subject matter. One of the standouts for me is the intro, Opulence, with Stove God Cooks, where we have these like oscillating violin strings that are teetering back and forth, create this lush ambiance. And Stove God Cooks is sort of like cementing his spot alongside the Drakes, the Kendricks, the Nases. He's saying that he's coming for that sort of title. And it's also like he also has some fun wordplay. I'm paying it back to Moment of Clarity by Hove, where he raps, truthfully, I wanted to rhyme like common sense, but then I climbed my way through a brick. So you're getting the usual, coke metaphors from Stove God. Then you have a song like Breaking Atoms, where you have a beautiful funky guitars being sampled, Evidence rapping about his rapping process. Apart from that, I'd say the song that's the most Christmassy is Serotonin with Pink Sifu, where you sort of get like this old Bing Crosby type of beat with like a vintage vocal sample, old horns, very nice. And what's cool too is that there's a highlight on here, the outro, called Sud-West Craven, and it's a song made up of like different shout outs and producer tags that people have made for him, and he sort of like formulated and crafted a song out of these different shout outs.
Oh, that's
and
really cool.
It was a really creative way to put a song together. So dope project, guys. If you want to listen to some great underground gems, check out Craven N3, check out Fair Exchange, No Robbery, and essentially the entirety of Nick
catalog.
Craven's catalog. The guy
makes perfect winter hip hop music.
Doesn't play around.
Oh, absolutely not. So listen, that's going to end my recommendations for today. What else you got?
Yeah, I mean, I have maybe another song or two. I would go with Wintertime by Cordae, which this is off The Lost Boy, and it's sort of it's on the money in terms of like the title. You kind of know what you're getting. There's a trumpet that blows at the start of this, and it sort of bursts through the mix like a cold gust of wind, which I think really plays into the atmosphere of the wintertime. Then you get these strong kick drums, a nice jazzy, but yet a dark backdrop. It sort of reminds me production-wise of something you would hear off of For Your Eyes Only by J. Cole.
Oh,
that's the
nice.
Best way that I could put it. And it's Cordae giving you these well-thought-out flex bars, him rapping about telling his idol to step aside because he's coming through and he has something to prove. One of the best hooks also that Cordae has ever delivered. He's singing very naturally, not trying too hard to land these high notes. And it's just great mellow singing. And Cordae has a much deeper stream of consciousness on his second verse about getting out of the gutter, overcoming his Xanax addiction, and just sort of making goals, I guess, for the new year, like we were talking about earlier. Last recommendation that I wanted to bring in quickly, Cold World by GZA, featuring Inspect the Deck off of Liquid Swords, 1995. This is a massive standout, and I think that it all starts off with the instrumental that was produced by RZA. You're getting these eerie strings, you're getting the sound of wind blowing, which really sets up this chilly atmosphere. And the song is pretty much about like GZA and Inspect the Deck taking us along for a walk that they're taking through like a dangerous hood the night before New Year's. So they set up the scene of like, this is the night before New Year's and this is all the crazy shit that we're encountering, and they're sort of like holding your hand throughout all of it, and they're showing you how they're flipping the narrative of like winter being this joyous time where everyone's celebrating. It's like, no, like depending where you're from, this is the type of fuckery that you could sort of, you know, walk on by and experience. So I just love for what it does in terms of offsetting expectations of what a winter song could be. And again, it brings you that grit. It brings you that griminess that you want out of the Wu-Tang Clan, out of Griselda. Like, I think that's sort of the perfect lane when it comes to hip hop and winter music, is that gritty New York dusty sort of sound.
Yeah, it's great. I play a lot of Nas in the winter as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Nas in the winter, a lot of his darker productions as well. But guys, listen, that's going to wrap up our episode on our winter rotation. Lou and I are Canadian boys, and the entire NFR brand is built throughout the winters of here in Canada. So a great influence to the Canadian winters. I mean, it's not always the most joyful time, especially when you can't get your car out of the driveway. But for the most part, it's always a beautiful vibe, and it's a great opportunity to improve yourself, listen to some different type of music. And if you guys are from an area in the world where you guys don't get snow, please do yourselves a favor and at least visit it once. You know, see what you guys could do as far as getting up in Canada for a winter. It's beautiful. It's one of the best places in the world to experience winter. And if you guys could go to different recommendations that I gave you throughout this episode, whether it's like Mont-Tremblant or even here in Montreal downtown or the Old Port throughout the winter, you guys will really enjoy it. So as Lou said, if you guys are new to the audio experience, smash the follow button on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else that you guys access your audio experiences. Leave us a 5-star review if you did enjoy this episode. And we've been having so much fun doing this for you guys, and we have a crazy amount of stuff coming on the way. Reminder, every single Tuesday we're dropping one of these, so we'll see you guys next week for the next episode. Much love for coming in, and we'll catch you in the next one. Peace.